You are listening to the Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators Podcast with President and Founder Elizabeth Inman and co-host Kim Spence Mullen. This podcast provides a variety of topics that affect you as a federal employee. Our mission at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators is to get to know you and understand your needs, wants, and long-term goals. Now, let's join Elizabeth and Kim.
Hi friends, my name is Kim Spence Mullen and Elizabeth Inman and I are back with you today. Elizabeth is the president and founder of Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, as you hear about with our podcast. And we have been on this series about the ebook that's free, available for you through the website at febcnow.com. This book is called The TSP Millionaire. This was put together with tender, loving care, lots of information, lots of data, but also it's built for help. It's helping our friends at the Federal and Postal Employees.
That's right. Just again, I know I keep saying this, but it's just so true. Where was this book when I started my career?
Yeah.
You know, the same thing can be said for folks with 401ks.
Yeah.
It works exactly the same way. We have a TSP risk guard. We have a 401k risk guard process that can be used for anyone with a 401k as well, any kind of retirement plan. Where was it when I got started? My whole retirement would have been different had I had this information. So I'm excited, Kim, to get the word out that there's an ebook available free of charge, complimentary. Just go to our website, febcnow.com, and just click the button. It's that simple.
Well, and I like how I can always tell when you're talking about, as we go through the book, you're talking about things that affected you directly when you were getting ready to retire, and some just a few years before you retired. And I remember, you know, even one of our last podcasts, you said, man, would I have loved to have had this information and have somebody walk through it with me rather than trying to make emotional decisions. And boy, are we ever in a time of making emotional decisions. If it was ever going to happen, it's happening now.
You know, Kim, I don't think I'll ever forget this lady that I was working with in the month of December. December is the most popular month for federal and postal employees to retire. And she had made a decision that she wanted to do something different with her TSP. I'm excited that we can help with your TSP right where it's at. But this particular lady had made a decision to do something different. And I believe the year was 2018. I think that's the year. But anyway, here she was retiring December the 31st. And she was waiting for her funds to transfer. And all of a sudden, there was just one of those glitches that sometimes seems to happen in the month of December, and her account went down $39,000. And I just will never forget the emotions that she experienced knowing that she was getting ready to retire that quickly and to have lost $39,000 in her account. Wow. That's what TSP Risk Guard helps with, is just to help you know how to manage the downturns. Mm-hmm. So we've been talking about that, and we're getting ready to put it all together now on being, you know, on the book, the TSP Millionaire, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And I often talk about this portion of the book is, don't forget the hip bone is connected to the thigh bone.
I like that.
How we put it all together. And I am just so touched by all the federal and postal employees that come through our doors, or we talk to on the phone, or we do Zoom meetings with, and their story, because their story is what matters the most.
Yes.
You know, the impact of your decisions you're making at that time is just so important. It's enough that it causes people such stress.
Yeah.
You know, they're nervous. Even those that have done a great job planning, they've taken the time to put a good plan in place. Those doubts come creeping along, and that little stink bug gets on their shoulders. Are you sure?
Mm.
Are you sure you've made the right decisions? Mm. And so I'm excited about this ebook and being able to just put it in the hands of folks that maybe want to do it themselves, or maybe they want to look for a financial professional in their area. you know, this is going to help guide them. It's going to help put it all together.
That's a great reminder, because behind every number, behind every fact and figure, there is a person represented there, and their heart is to want to have a good life with their family. We know everybody's, you know, general ideas. How can I help my family and help myself in retirement ultimately? And, you know, we love to hear your stories too, by the way. Sometime if you ever want to write and, you know, contact us through the website, let us know a little bit about your story. And when you connect with Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, that's part of the whole process. It's not just about the numbers. We know that you are a real living person behind all of this.
That's right. You know, and towards the end of this book, we have an epilogue. We call it Putting It All Together to Be a TSP Millionaire. What I love about this chapter, I'm just going to talk about it briefly because there's no way I can show you on a podcast
right,
what the charts look like. Mm-hmm. But I want to describe what a couple of these charts look like, because we got people out there that is thinking, wow, I just started my career. I can be the next TSP millionaire. Then we got those of you out there that saying, but golly, I've got several years under my belt already. I've still got several years before I retire, but is it too late for me to become a TSP millionaire? Mm-hmm. And then we have those that started late in life and they're thinking, well, there's no way I can ever become a TSP millionaire. And we have examples for all of those in the book, that the bottom line, regardless of where you're at in your career, there are proactive steps you can take. That tactical allocation method we talked about, mm-hmm. that is available to you to help you improve where you are right now today. It's never too late to start. It's never too late. So we have one example that'll show a chart for somebody starting at age 25 that then retires at 65. Mm-hmm. Lots of time to make a difference in their life. It's going to take into consideration their age throughout their career. It's going to show you the compensation. It's going to show you the annual contribution amount, what it would take annually that you could contribute to your TSP. It'll show the 1% automatic agency contribution that they give. It'll show the agency match. It's going to show the total contribution, and then it'll show you from start to finish, age 25, to what the account balance will be at age 65. Okay. So at age 25, if you start off with a $45,000 a year job and you contribute that year $2,250 with a 451% automatic employee services contribution, the $1,800 agency match, that's a total contribution of $4,500. Their first account balance would be $4,703. Continue that over the course of the next 40 years till they're 65. It shows that their account balance would be $1,413,570. For the employee contribution of $2,250.
Wow.
Those numbers are staggering.
Yes, they are. That gets your attention.
Did I ask him, where was this book when I started? Because really? I was 26 when I started. Mm. My numbers did not look this way. So there's another example if they start at 35. Same information. I'm not going to go over all those details of the charts, but they retire at 65. So from 35 to 65, a 30-year career, they would end with $1,145,537. Wow. Again, these are pages in this book that I'm looking at. Yeah. So then you start at 45 and you retire at 65. Is there any hope? I mean, what can I do? I'm already 45 years old. Well, you could end with $1,069,677.
Wow.
20 years, starting at age 45, retiring at 65.
Wow.
Those are pretty incredible numbers.
They are. That's TSP millionaires.
TSP millionaires.
Yeah, that's what happens.
There's over 100,000 TSP millionaires in America today.
Wow.
Over 100,000. It can be you.
Yeah.
I mean, there are things you can do. Don't forget to protect yourself during the downturns. Mm-hmm. But But I know you're sitting out there. I know what you're thinking, because once again, I retired from the same organization. I'm a FERS retiree just like you are. And I can hear you already saying, who wants to work till you're 65? So let's look at some examples of retiring at 56.
Okay.
So with minimum retirement age and years of service, we have people that are eligible to retire at age 56.
Okay.
Does that eliminate your opportunity to become a TSP millionaire? Well, the example number 4 in the books is starting age of 30, retiring at 56.
Mm-hmm.
They could accumulate $1,083,436.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Age 56. So again, it may not really be about you becoming a TSP millionaire. It is about you being educated.
Yes.
And taking and being empowered to understand your TSP, the type of allocation methods that's used, tactile allocation versus the strategic allocation methods.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding that, what to look for when you are thinking about having a financial professional. I know, Kim, I just had an aversion to financial professionals during my career.
Mm-hmm.
I had been approached so many times by financial professionals that was so pushy. And I mean, I just knew they were trying to get my money.
Mm.
I mean, that was the underlying fear that I had inside of me, is they just want to get my money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, federal employee benefit coordinators, we help people just understand their retirement paperwork.
Yeah.
We help people just understand what happens with their life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to help people understand what's happening with this new postal reform.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a whole series just on postal reform. We're going to do a whole series about what's going to happen when they add 5,000 mutual funds to the TSP. We're all about helping you manage the TSP right in the TSP.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to give us your money. We're not out to get your money. We're out to align ourselves side by side with you and a network of people. Put together your team that's going to help you put together your strategic federal retirement plan before you retire. That's what this is all about.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that day.
Yes. Yes. Well, and like you said, we talk about that a lot, that believing that dreams do come true. People have dreams. That's the whole reason they start saving, is they have a dream for ultimately, maybe it's the vacation or a yacht or, you know, whatever
right.
it is, that they want to buy with their money. So it's a valuable, and sometimes it's just to enjoy their family, take everybody on a trip or something like that. But they have dreams that can come true.
Tom Hegna is somebody I've listened to quite a bit throughout the years, and he is known in the financial professional circles about being an economist and a financial advisor and planner, and kind of an expert even in the life insurance field. And he wrote a book called Retire Happy. That just right there got my attention.
Yeah, sure.
But he also is the one that coined the phrases that he tells us that when we get ready to retire in those early years, especially if you're blessed enough that you're getting ready to retire at age 56,
mm-hmm.
that you're going to have three phases of retirement. You're going to have in the early years, the go-go years,
mm-hmm.
where you want to go on those trips. You want to mm-hmm. take those cruises. You're going to travel to see the grandkids. You want to enjoy life. So
mm-hmm.
the need for income is greater in the early years, the go-go years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he calls the next phase the slow-go years, where, you know, you're getting a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
You start slowing down. And as you slow down, your need for income may go down.
Mm-hmm.
And then he talks about the no-go years,
mm-hmm.
when you've reached that point in time where you don't have the energy, or maybe your health isn't such that you can keep going,
mm-hmm.
and you reach a period of time of no-go years. I know when I just first heard those three phases of retirement, it resonated with me. It resonated with me because I'd watched my grandparents go through those stages. Mm-hmm. You know, early in retirement, my grandpa, my mom's side, they had a fifth wheel and they traveled down to the coast in Texas every mm-hmm. year. And their go-go years, yeah, they were sure. on the go. They took that fifth wheel all over the United States, but every winter they ended up in Texas okay. to get away from the cold winters, you mm-hmm. know. So anyway, those three stages is important. It's important that we know how to plan for those three stages.
Yes, yes.
The folks that come in and visit with me, Kim, oftentimes has put some work and effort into their early retirement plan, mm-hmm. the early stages of retirement. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, I have somebody that comes in that's thought about maybe 10 years out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have very few people that has put much thought into 10 years out, 15, 20 years out. Mm-hmm. And the decisions you make at retirement will greatly impact your quality of life 20 years, 30 years after retirement. Mm-hmm. And we're living longer. I mean,
yeah, right,
even
right.
with COVID,
right,
we are
right.
living longer. Mm-hmm. And so the decisions you make are so important. And to have a professional that is trained in federal benefits, that understands, how about having somebody that's trained by somebody who's been there?
Yes.
I mean, I have sat at the table filling out the same paperwork that the folks listening to this podcast mm-hmm. has to fill out. Mm-hmm. I've had to make those decisions. I can align myself so easily when they're agonizing over what decisions they have to make when they become eligible for Medicare. Mm-hmm. Medicare A, B, C, D, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. Medigap plans. Mm-hmm. I'm right there with them. Mm-hmm. I feel them. I yeah. get it.
Yeah.
And I want to help them make the best decisions for their family. And I really want them to have a good, solid, strategic federal retirement plan.
That's why it makes sense for you to, you can call today. You can call the office of Elizabeth Inman's Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators. Let them put together a team for you that you can walk through. Even just, you know, you can call and say, hey, I'm really scared. I don't know what to do. I am really needing somebody just to sit down with me and look at my paperwork. Just give me some information. And they do that all the time. And I love the stories. We'll be doing more of that as we head on into the podcast. But I love the stories that Elizabeth tells about people that come through and the heart of, again, behind the numbers are real people and with real things that are happening in their life. And we've got some great stories coming up in the podcast. So make sure to let your friends know that we are here for you. If you are a federal or postal employee, pass the word and then go back and listen from podcast number one, because Elizabeth tells a lot about her story of retirement and about being in the postal service, and she shares, and we'll do that bits and pieces as we go on. But we love for you to listen from the beginning, because then you get all of this information as we've gone through the TSP Millionaire ebook that's available on the website. And we want to hear from you. We love you to connect with us, share with your friends. And man, we want you to be back here every single week for the new podcast.
Connect with us on Facebook, Federal yes. Employee Benefit Coordinators LLC. Same thing on YouTube. Same thing on Instagram, Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators LLC. You'll find us there and just follow along with us. We put good information out all the time.
Awesome. Well, you know, Elizabeth is an advocate, as you can well hear, for federal employees, and her passion is to equip you with tools, data, and information to work together so you can believe that dreams really do come true.
Thank you for joining us today. At Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, we want to help you develop, implement, and monitor a strategy that's designed to address your individual situation. Call us at 833-693-3388 or on the web at febcnow.com.